right. We live rent-free every Wednesday. And if you want to add to the discussion, rentfree1310 at Gmail. Just email us with a brief explanation as to what's rattling around your brain with a very quick fade there from Ham. All right, let's start out with Mino because Mino's calling for the ball.
Yeah, called for the ball here. And I've realized that commercials made between 2000 to about 2003 just never escape my memory.
Okay.
And I have another one. And when I hear the name Bob or Bobby, now, doesn't happen with our Bob for whatever reason, but I do have a buddy named Bobby. And whenever I hear his name or say his name, I think about this Geico commercial from the year 2000.
Operator, I'd like to make a collect call, please. First name Bob, last name is We Otta Baby Eats a Boy.
Hello?
Collect call for Mr. Bob, We Otta Baby Eats a Boy.
Sorry, wrong number.
Who's that, dear?
Bob, they had a baby. It's a boy.
If you like saving money, call Geico. A 15-minute call could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Last name is We Had a Baby, It's a Boy, 8 pounds, 3 ounces, mother's doing fine.
You remember that one?
I do. And this is the second Geico commercial that's been living rent-free that you've had in the past month, I think.
Yeah, it was the caveman walking through the airport on the moving sidewalk with the song playing. And that plays at the Vietnamese restaurant I go to every now and then. And now Bob, it's a Baba Baby Eats a Boy.
Awesome.
From 25 years ago.
All right, let's go to some good P1s who are kind enough to add to our segment. Let's start with P1 Patrick. And this is playoff adjacent because the Stars are taking on the Avs. He says, Lord of the Rings has ruined me. Every time the Avs captain gets announced on the call, I say, Landeskog. And look, more Landeskog. For context, this is from the Two Towers, and here's the clip, P1 Patrick.
What food have we got left? Well, let me see. Oh, yes, lovely. Lambus bread. And look. More Lambus bread.
Landeskog. Okay. And look, more Landeskog.
Is there anyone else that says that? I can hear it, though. That's pretty funny.
By the way, the Avs have some awesome names on their roster. I know that they're the enemy right now, but when I see Landeskog, I think that's a cool name. When I obviously Rantanen used to be an Av.
And yeah, that's a cool name.
I think Natchez looks cool on the back of a jersey.
Natchez feels like he should be a Dallas Star just because of his last name. It's very Texas.
Yes.
His last name is Natchez.
They got their own Scott Wedgwood. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, as Justin was watching Game 5, he didn't know Scott Wedgwood was on the Avs and just thought there was another Wedgwood brother.
What a hell of a coincidence.
Like, you'd think he would have played a game for Dallas this year, and Casey DeSmith would have, I don't know, been around.
He's playing so good, I thought.
Hey, Wedgwood pipped him.
I thought it was a Rougned Odor situation.
Yeah.
Now, are we 100% sure this is the same Scott Wedgwood, and this isn't a Max Muncy situation where there's two Max Muncys? That's getting to be a new bingo for me.
He's the only Wedgwood I've ever heard of. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody have the name Wedgwood other than former Stars and current Avs backup Scott Wedgwood.
Wedgwood and Blackwood.
And
just
Blackwell.
Have a thing for, yeah, it's confusing. Wedgwood's, that is a cool name, though.
Yeah.
Drury's a cool name.
Great nickname. Wedgie? I mean, come on.
Nichushkin, that kind of sucks.
Who doesn't like a nice wedgie? All right, let's go to
Taze.
This is from P1 Will.
Makar sounds like a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
And the name Kale.
Yeah, Count Makar. Absolutely. All right, let's go to P1 Will. He says, what is Scott Farrell on the bench up to these days? Anytime I hear someone say the city of Ennis, I immediately repeat in the Farrell voice, a la Dennis drop, or tennis. I think he meant tennis, not Dennis. And I know that Scotty Farrell's still doing his thing, syndicated somewhere, because we saw him on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. He's not on these airwaves anymore. But, man, the trove of Scott Farrell drops we have. Is there 100? There has to be at least 100, right?
There's like 123.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I had a full page on my hardline array of just Farrell drops because he was a machine. And this dude is always on, too. Like, when we saw him at the Super Bowl and he's just walking around, he's still doing his bit.
And didn't he come to a summer bash one year? We had him out special, and yeah,
2014 or so.
He's very full throttle.
To piggyback off Mino's Geico Bobby, this is what I, the only thing I think of when I hear that name.
Bobby.
Bobby?
Okay, yeah.
Wait, what? That's how that shakes out. I like that energy right there. Ah! Trying to beer and banana puke. Send some tweets, you losers. Send city to Mega to Hub, mutable down, 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 there you go, Sean. Sean.
Nice. And whenever San Francisco's mentioned, I always hear
city by the bay.
Just imagine if I talked like that.
I would,
and that's just how I always talk. That was just
this show.
That's just my natural voice.
I would sell insurance. I would do something else. All right, we've been sitting on this one for a good month. This is from P1 Adam. He has a number of things, and I love the information. He says, number one, YouTube videos of people reacting to music, specifically when black men find out some singer from the 60s or 70s is actually a white guy.
Yep.
Those are a thing, and it is pretty jarring at times to think of a certain ethnicity when you hear a voice, and then it's like, oh, this person's white.
Yeah,
when people figure out Michael McDonald's white, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
There's I saw St. Paul and the Broken Bones in concert a few weekends ago, and if you just heard the audio, you'd think, that's not some dumpy white dude.
Wheatus, brother.
Wheatus? I don't know if anybody's confused.
Yeah, Daddy.
Teenage dirtbag.
What about Daddy?
Yeah, you hear Daddy's voice.
Like, oh, white guy.
Like,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
You just made his day, brother. By saying that.
Brother, I know.
Another mother.
Corby.
So Adam also says, ska. Every month my brain just alters that ska was a thing that happened and wonders what's up with that. Was anybody here into ska? In the, I'd say its day was probably mid to late 90s, early aughts, maybe.
How would you describe ska to someone who's never heard ska before?
So the most...
like, kind of horns slash rocky...
I think the Mighty Mighty Boston Stones is probably everybody's, like, idea of what a ska band was, because I think they had the most commercial success with... what's their song? Never Had to Knock on Wood or something like that?
Yeah, The Impression That I Get. Something like that.
Which, honestly...
great song!
In its day, I would turn this up on the edge back then.
I'm positive Jay King still listens to this.
No doubt.
Jay is a big ska guy.
Absolutely.
Without even knowing. Yeah, if you Google most popular ska song of all time, the first song that pops up is this one.
Is this okay? And I kind of love that they had a dude in their band, and they all wore suits. But this dude did nothing. He didn't play an instrument. He didn't sing. He just danced around the stage while they played, which I think is kind of genius in its own
way. But is he still in the band if that's all he does?
I don't know.
Is he just like their hype man?
These are all questions.
Serve a purpose.
And I have no idea.
I like that energy right there.
I bet it'd be a really fun show to go see live.
And then Adam says, number three, the red jumpsuit apparatus. This might be more of a remember some guys. Seriously, multiple times a year to myself, I'm just blown away that band names of the early 2000s were as wild as they were. What a time that was.
It's a terrible band name. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
But you remember it.
I do.
I mean, I couldn't name you a song of theirs, but I know that there's a band
Face Down.
That has that name.
That's a bad name. We were just talking in the control room. Three Doors Down is a bad band name.
Breaking Benjamin.
Okay, I didn't mind that one too much.
Finger 11.
Yeah, what does that mean? The worst band name of all time is Imagine Dragons.
Just one of the worst bands.
Worst band, really.
Without
knowing too much about them, I can't stand the band just because I hate their name.
Like, if they kicked ass, though, you might have a different thought.
Like, if their name was Kick-Ass Dragons, would you think
any better?
or if it was just Dragons.
Is that worse than Fun?
Fun's a bad band name.
Yeah. The lead singer of Fun, I think he has something, but the actual band Fun was not good. Like, I'm glad that we're kind of past
You don't like that one song they had?
The gleification of rock and roll from, like, the mid-aughts.
I like their one song, We Are Young song. That was okay.
Horrible.
Yeah. I'm going to pass on that one, dog.
Terrible. Too mainstream,
bro. They're
not
singing about dying, so Lando hates it.
Okay, I need some help. Yeah, that's true. Lando does like death. I need some help on this one.
In wet socks.
P1 Jordan emails in, and I don't remember the context for this, so if you guys remember, please help me. He goes, since it's Stars playoff time, I figure now would be an appropriate time to discuss my rent-free ticket moment. He says, I'm almost positive it was Jake Ottinger's second year, maybe his first, not sure. This poor sweet child was thrust into an interview with you people, and I will forever remember him being asked why his nickname was Otter. He stayed quiet for a moment and trailed his sentence with, because Ottinger sounds like Otter? Not pleased with this answer, he was asked, are you sure because you have an otter in there? And this poor baby-faced boy who had no idea what to say, I just wanted to run to him and shield him with a cape like I was a superhero from this interview. No matter how old he gets, I remember Baby Arm Ottinger. Go Stars, Jordan. I don't remember this.
Who? On the station?
That sounds like a Norm question if anybody would have made it, but I don't remember the otter confusion.
I do not either. I don't remember him being asked that. It just feels...
Otter Confusion would be a good band name.
See,
that's
yes.
That's a great name. If Imagine Dragons were called Otter Confusion, I might check them out.
They'd still suck, though.
I don't know.
Unless they sing about death.
Yeah, that's true. Lando approved. And finally, this is from our good friend Ben Coker, who does TV west of here.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, this 80s child mental abuse PSA always depressed me as a kid. Words hit... hard as a fist. How could a parent be so terrible to their child? But to this day, I say lines from this PCA to my kids as a joke, like, I wish you were never born if they drop a flake of cereal on the counter, or you'll never amount to anything if they make an 85 on a quiz. All in good fun, of course. Take it easy, boys. P1, Ben Coker. And I think I'm a little older than y'all. I actually remember this being on, like, maybe Saturday mornings or in the afternoons when I'm watching cartoons. And as a parent now, I couldn't imagine uttering any of this towards my children.
Children believe what their parents tell them.
You're pathetic. You can't do anything right.
You disgust me. Just shut up.
You can't be my kid.
You're worthless.
Hey, stupid, don't you know how to listen?
You're never going to amount to anything.
Why don't you go find some other place to live?
Words hit as hard as a fist. Stop and listen to what you're saying. You might not believe your ears.
I wish you were never born.
Take time out. Don't take it out on your kid.
God,
some parents are terrible.
All those PSAs in the 80s and 90s were just so dark.
Drugs, and this is your brain on drugs with the fried eggs.
Do you remember the one of the kids like walking down the hallway and they're bullying a kid and they're saying like the bad F word and all of those and calling them? Yeah.
Apparently that tickled me. I don't know.
The brain on drugs one's probably the most popular one.
Yeah, that's the most famous one. But I actually remember that one, and I'm having a hard time believing any parent, no matter how terrible they are or psychologically abusive, would actually utter stuff like that.
I'm sure it happens. Hopefully not too much.
Yeah. You'd have to be pretty unhinged.
Pretty bad.
But in a joking matter, is
yeah, it's all, it's all it, good. It's just all good. Say it.
My dad used to get pretty upset when I would strike out on three pitches.
Yeah.
Strikeout looking.
Yeah. He would say, you can't suck at sports and school.
Yeah, then he'd have a little beer and he'd be all right. A couple beers.
232, that's rent-free. Again, if you want to add to the discussion, every Wednesday we do this, and you can let us know at rentfree@1310@gmail.com. But